at 11:30. So this is going to, what I'm sharing with you is not totally congealed, just the machshavas, which I see a direction in something, so at least it's worthwhile sharing, I think. The total picture, I don't think I have. Okay. In Parshas Kisavai, the Torah has the parsha of the brachos and the kolos by Harkizim and Harhevo. So, it's presented in the following way. Two parts to it. In Perakov Zion. So Moshe tells, Moshe, but some Moshe bizikni Yisrael so omle more. You should keep all the mitzvahs. V'hoya, when you go, the day that you cross the Yarden, that day you have to put up avonim gedolus. So you put avonim and you put seed on them, and you're going to write on them. It's called the Torah Zois Avrecha, everything. Which at the end of the parsha says Beher Hete, which was also same means in Seminy of the Shardus. You're going to write the Kol Torah Kula on these avonim in 70 languages. Okay. When you go the Yarden, so you take the avonim and you put them Behar Evel. You sot them a seed and you make a mizbeach out of them. Then you bring karbonos on them of oilus zvachim, and you write the Torah on them. Moshe then tells Klaiso b'yamahu. What's b'yamahu? That's in pasuk Yiral. Pasuk Tet says, "V'leber Moshe v'akadim levim al kol yisalim." More has case with Shema Yisrael. Hayom zeh v'yesel la'om Hashem alakech. Today you became la'om. V'shemat v'kol Hashem alakech. Therefore you should listen to what Hashem tells you to do. What's Hayom zeh v'yesel la'om? So Rashi says, "B'chol yom yibeirecha kila Hayom ba'asa imay bebris." That day means every day, but there's which Rosh Hashanah. At the end of Parshas Kisavai, it says, "El Dibar Brisa Shatziv Hashem Es Moishal Dichros Es Pnei Yisav Eretz Mayov Novar Brisa Shkras Yitom Yivarchare." This everything which we've been saying until now is the end of the Dibar Bris. Today, as she says, what's, because that was the day Moshe gave the Sefer Torah to Bnei Levi. And they said, "But what's the, why are you giving the Sefer Torah to Bnei Levi?" He says, "Alzen Nemer Hayom Zeh Niyeh Salom." This is the pasuk before Hayom Zeh Niyeh Salom. Mekhlaiso came and said, "Why are you giving the Sefer Torah to Levi? We all deserve to have the Sefer Torah. Why are you being mashed b'nei shifter alecho aleho?" Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was very happy. Hayom Zeh Hivanti Shatem Tveikim Chaveitzim Amochim. Today, I understand that you're interested. I finally got the message from you that you really, really care. Hayom Zeh Niyeh Salom. Then Moshe's mitzav the om on that day, which is Yom HaZeh Salom, which is the Yom, they said, "What are you doing giving the same Torah to Bnei Levi?" Eliyam the Lavorcha, so om al Hargrizim, Ba'avrachem HaSayar, and these are going to be the six on Hargrizim, these are going to be the six on Har Evol, and you're going to say the Levim are going to say the 11 Barachas and Klodus, and it goes to all of them. Okay, so the parsha is he's going to be putting avonim, writing kol Torah kula on the avonim, and they're going to say the brachos and the klavos. It all took place on the day they crossed over the Yarden. We're learning the more now, the more in Soita, the more goes through exactly the Hashbarnas. For that to happen in Har Gizim and Har Evol, Russia had to make a nace, according to Rabbi Yehuda. They should travel from the Yarden till Har Gizim and Har Evol, which is by Shechem, which is the Machlokes in the Yerushalmi, whether that was 60 mil, 120 mil, or 240 mil. Now, the average person travels 40 mil in a day. So they had enough time to go from there, across the Yarden, which was a nation in itself, go all the way till 240 mil, like one man done, all the way till Har Gizim and Har Evol. go through the whole process of setting everybody up, saying the brachas and klolos, and then travel from there to Gilgal, which is the next half of it. Gilgal is next to Yericho, the pasuk says in Yeshua, which was b'chalal not in that neighborhood. If you want to, I'm doing a little bit of mapping. If you want to, so this yid over here doesn't always follow chazal because he doesn't. Because of these type of problems, right? So here's Shechem, where Hargiz and Harebel, and here's Yericho. And Gilgal was next to Yericho. So they had to travel all the way back, and they spent the night in Gilgal, right? So they went from Shechem down to Yericho. Rashi Medafka Vaisachos liked very much Hargiz and Harebel for the brachas. They had one of them said they did it right there. They crossed over. They did it right there. The original, they did it all the way over there, all the way back. And it has to be one day. It all has to be the first day they walk in. The first day they walk in, they have to take the avonim, build the mizbeach, write the Kol Torah Kula in one day in 70 languages, go through the whole process of getting two million people to stand on two different mountains, say the brachos and the flawless, and take those avonim, which the Gemara says, bring them back to Gilgal and put it up as a matseva out of your mezeh, that there's a monument to what happened in Gilgal. And this must take place on the first day. Okay. Well, now, this parsha is also found in Parshas Re'eh. Beginning of Parshas Re'eh. So Grashi, what's that? That's the bracha klola hamuris behar gizim and behar evil. It's referring to the brachas of behar gizim and behar evil. The bracha is asher tishmu al mitzvot Hashem elokeichem asher anochim mitzvah etzchem hayom, and the klola is umasishmu v'hoi kibiyacha Hashem elokeichem la'aretz asher atavo Hashem al mishkom nasata es habracha al har gizim. Put that bracha which I mentioned in pasuk chavav and pasuk chavzai. I'm giving you today bracha klola. Take that bracha and put it on Har Gerizim. V'sakola al Har Evel. And v'haklola imosishmu, put that on Har Evel. Where are they? Haloi heima be'evar yardi. They're in Evar yardi. Acharei, Rashi says acharei means very far away. Derech v'voy Hashemesh. They're very far away from the Derech v'voy Hashemesh. Beretz haknani, yosheba rogol, mula gogol, eitzu leilu neymuri. So where's mula gogol? Zakrashi, Rochik min a Gilgal, very far from a Gilgal. Okay, the Gemara says it's Samach Gilgal. That's a problem. Rashi says it's Tifri Shom Saiter Shom. So the Rishash and the Mother Rebbe take out the word Samach Gilgal out of the Gemara. It's not true because Shechem is up there and Gilgal was near Yericho down here. But the Torah is giving us a malkim to tell where it is. Then the pasuk says, because you're traveling across the Yarden in order to get the land. The reason why you're doing this is because you're traveling over the Yarden to get the land. Therefore, I want you to make sure you do all these chukim mishpatim, which I'm giving you today. So, if you take these psukim chavav through lamed beis, so what has happened? The Rishon says, "I'm giving in front of you today, today, bracha klala." Other Rishonim do not look like Rashi is referring to Hargiris and Harevel. So, I'm on the general idea of bracha klala that a person gets for keeping the Torah, which seems to be borne out for the next two psukim. Es habracha. What's the bracha? Asher tishmu al mitzvot Hashem elokeichem. Listen to the Rishon's mitzvah. Bracha klala. You must tishmu al mitzvot Hashem elokeichem. Okay. That's the bracha on the klala. Not referring to the Har Gizim and Har Evel, those specific Yud Aleph things mentioned in Har Gizim and Har Evel. All of the brachas and all of the keeping the Torah. Rashi says no, it means the specific brachas which are given by Har Gizim and Har Evel. That's what we're talking about over here. But at the same time, that's being equated to Kol Torah Kula. So in the Yud Aleph Arurim, it's going to be Kol Torah Kula. You can get everything in the Yud Aleph Arurim, which is the next question you have to get to. How does that work? Then Rashi picked it up because, like, the flow of the psukim is this. It just smacked them all nowhere. Rashi says, "Here's the brachas, keep the Torah down there. And by the way, you're going to go in there to Israel and do that. And then these are the chukim which you're supposed to do in the land, etc." Why is this here? Rashi says, "Because that's what it meant in the psukim before. And you're going to put the bracha on Har Gerizim and Har Evel. I'll tell you where they are. because you're going into Eretz in the land, and the Mor says you have to go in Almanas to get rid of Rishtam Yisrael. You have to go in with intention. The reason why I'm telling you this is because you're going into the land, Rishtam Yisrael Mishaftim Bo. You're not going to do that without doing this. You're not going to be able to be Rishtam Yisrael Mishaftim Bo without going through the process of putting the Bracha on Har Grizim and the Kol on Har Eifel. That's why I'm telling you to do this. Then it was Shmatim Lassar, it's called Chukim Yisrael Mishaftim, Asher Nachim Yisrael Mishaftim Hayoim. So this word Hayoim, Re'anachim Yisrael Mishaftim Hayoim, right? Pasuk Chavon. As a bracha, listen to all the mitzvahs, Asher Nachim Yisrael Mishaftim Hayoim, Hayoim, Pasuk Chav Zayim. Pasuk Chav Kesel, Kol Yimus Yishmur, Al Mitzvot Hashem Alakechem, Shatim Yisrael Asher Nachim Yisrael Mishaftim Hayoim, Pasuk Chav Kes. Okay, then at the end of the parsha again, Apostle Lama Beis, Asher Nochi Nosanifachem Hayoim. But Rashi learns that all the Nosanifachem Hayoim is referring to the Brach of the Har Grizim and Har Eibel. And in parsha again in Kisavoy, Ritzav Moshe Bezignei Yisrael Esoam Leimor, Shomar Eskol Mitzvah Asher Nochi Mitzvah Eskem Hayoim. Vayim Bayomer Shetavru Esa Yardein. That's the day I'm talking about, but that's the Hayoim. This is all to culminate in that one day. Hayam is any yesalom. Today you're the yam, but yitzav Moshe zom b'yam ahuleimor elo yam du levorech, etc. So we're transporting you to that day. That's going to be the day. This is the day where kilo the Torah was. Anochem mitzav eschem hayam is that day. There's a new nesinus of Torah in a certain sense of that day, and that's true. The Mor says that the Torah was given the bris, like you have later on. The bris is referring to the bris of Arvus Mayav, and Rashi says the bris of Arvus Mayav, Rashi in Parshas Nitzavim, and he swears Hashem Elokeinu, but he glows lo no banel adolam. So this is the parsha of Arvus. The parsha of Arvus is that. So this one fellow over here, there's one guy who's sure parsha parloshalana and he's going to do whatever he wants. Well, your Hashem is sloyach. The person's not going to have rachmanis in him. So what's going to happen? The person doesn't have rachmanis. He's not going to be meichel the guy. The person's going to rav some kinas of Yisha. Who? Rav some kolah Allah. Ksuv Rasefer is there. Moch Hashem Shmoy mitachas Hashemai. Okay. Then the pasuk says they're going to come and see the whole land is wiped out. Good. So one guy did something. Rav some not meichel him. So what have to do with the land? So the pasuk says Atomani Shai Sarama Al Hore Hayochin Sheyesh Bechem Yisha Yisha. And this is Ro Esmakus Orzehi. Says the Rabbim is mechuyev on the yachid. That's the parsha of Arvus. Leir shaaf aniglus loy onus as a Rabbim al atshovras a yardein mishakibul aleim as a shua bahar grizim bahar evil but also a ravim zelazeh. Kaisel became a ravim zelazeh. Hayem is a niyesa la'am with this kaim on that day. Now you're an am, and am is responsible for each other. That's the bris of Arvus Moed. They Moshe Rabbeinu spoke about it beforehand, but the day that it was effective was the first day that they go in. Okay, so that's the portion of being the psukim. So the questions which come to mind, which need to be explained. So there's Yud Aleph of them. Obviously, this Yud Aleph seems to be where Rashi is looking. That's called Torah Kula, are included in these Yud Aleph. They're not the same Yud Aleph of the Sarsa Hebrews. There's some overlap, obviously. Avodah Zorah is there. Loisinoch is there. Makal Avirim, Kibbut Avim is there. Shabbos is not there. Some of the Rayas are there. Ritzifah is not there. Eder Sheker is not there. Loisis Hashem Shah is not there. There are other ones instead. So, why these Yud Aleph? I want to know why the flow of the psukim. Why, if it's first mentioned in Parshas Re'eh, why does Moshe Rabbeinu only clarify what he meant in Parshas Kisavah? The Rambam asked that kashra. the significance of the stones in this whole picture. Something. Why must there be a matzeva, etc.? Why do we need to do this? You know, it's like, you know, it's a, why do we need to do this? In other words, what's bothering me is there's a process of Kabbalah over here. Kleisel says they're going to say that Kleisel is going to say Amen. Let's say Kleisel didn't say Amen. These things aren't effective on Klal Yisrael. They're Mekabel Torah Harsinai already. They said they're Nasim and Ishma. They said they're going to keep the Kol Torah Kula. So what was the Tosif? And I think that is the main question here. What was the Tosif by Arvis Moyev, which Rashi tells me, the Gemara's lesson is that the Torah was given, Chosin the Gemara, whether it was given three times or two and a half times, that the whole Torah was said by Harsinai, either only the Kolam or even the Pratim. It was repeated again in Olmoye the second time, and it was repeated a third time by Arvis Moyev. Klalim and Pratim. Klalim and Pratim. But what Rashi tell me that the third one, which the Pasuk later on says, it's a bris, there was a Christus bris on the third time. There's a Christus bris by Harsinai, there's a Christus bris by the Arvis Moyev. There wasn't a Christus bris by Olmoye. But the Christus bris, Rashi made a new bris with Klalim. What was the Tosif in that new bris was the din of Arvis? Why? I mean, why did it have to function now? Why did it have to wait until now that should happen? And why did it need a new Kabbalah? I understand. If you're making a bris, you need both parties to agree to the bris. So what would be if Kleisel wouldn't have agreed? Kleisel after Rashi says at the end, the last one, Kan Kola is Kola Tarkula, Kiblu Alem Ba'ola Bishvu. They've now accepted everything. So if we just go to say the last one, you know, what do you the first 10? But anyway, the same. But what was the Tosif? And it seems to me that element which in the Tosif requires Eretz Yisrael. It's only by Avraham Sayyardin. It must be immediately after they move into Eretz Yisrael. It can't even wait a day. If that means that we're going to have to transport you and make a nation and transport you 240 mil instead of traveling to Darkoi, we're going to do that. It means that the Hakamas Matseva, which had to be done in Gilgal, had to be that day also. So it means we have to make another nation to transport you from Shem back to Gilgal. We're going to do that also, Rashi says. Right, we're going to do everything we need to get this all done that first day. It must be done the first day. While you're standing on the yard and you're crossing, you're going to have to undertake this. There's actually a lashon of a Yerushalmi. Where's my circle? I didn't bring my circle back in. Okay. Yerushalmi says that they actually, whatever Yerushalmi means, just as quote to Yerushalmi. While they're in the Yarden, kibul lemes and nistaros. Amar Yeshua met him a kabel mes and nistaros. If you're not a kabel in nistaros, ma'im boim v'shoyt v'neska. In other words, they had to almost undertake this while they're standing in the Yarden. This is the deal. Today, the crossing of the Yarden and it being a kabel, the whole thing is going to happen today, and it has to be translated into avonim. It has to be expressed in the idea of avonim. So, and there has to be this new kabbalah. What is this new kabbalah about? That was the question that I started with. So it got me thinking about a different question, which is one of the questions which you have in the back of your mind but you never really think about. Let's go back to Kabbalah Satara for a second. What is Kabbalah? Translate Kabbalah Satara. Translate the word Kabbalah Satara.
We're really asking.
Yeah, I'm asking. Translate
the exception of Torah.
Acceptance. So Kabbalah means accepting, okay? Does the word Kabbalah always mean accepting? A person with Kabbalah mockers, more usually with Kabbalah mockers, it means he accepted them? He said, what? Receive. Okay, so what does Kabbalah Torah mean? Receiving the Torah. Okay, you change now. You said yes before. Accepting. Now you're saying it's receiving. Receiving or accepting? Receiving or accepting? accepting.
Kabbalah
Satara means to receive. Okay? Okay. So, all right. The word Kabbalah doesn't necessarily mean to accept, but the Maisa we know the Klai Yisrael accept, and Nasa Benishma. What would have been if Klai Yisrael not said Nasa Benishma? So Rashi tells him the world would have been back to Toil Avoyu. Let's understand that. Let's understand that. The Rishon created the world for the Torah. And he created the world that Klai Yisrael is supposed to do the Torah. Do we really have a choice? A couple of them Harkagigas. Do we really have a choice? If we would have said no, Pashas, I don't know what would have happened. I don't know what would have happened. Right? Rashi says it wouldn't have a Torah. But what does that mean? What does it mean the Bereshim set up a world where he's playing a game? Whether we do the Torah, we're mechivin the Torah, whether we do it or not. They wouldn't be mechivin the Torah. The Bereshim made the Torah, the rule for the Torah. The Torah must be in his kayin. And Christ is the one who's supposed to be Mekayin. Christ says, we're not interested. So it's supposed to be a practical cheshbon. The person says, listen, yeah, I can keep it anyway. Let's just get over with before we start. Is that the job? The goal is you should keep it. You said no up front. I mean, it's a waste of time already. It's like the Ben Sarah Mara. Just get it over with. Make it short and sweet instead of prolonging the agony. It doesn't sound like that. It's only the pshat. There was a tanai in my separation that Christ has to even cobble the term. The tonight wasn't that you should receive it, because that wasn't up to that. What's the tonight? That's up to Bereshit. The tonight was the Christ was to say we want it. They should accept it. And if I suggest it's playing out a second time, the same thing. So over here, the question is even greater because they already said yes. What if they yes twice? The issue you do Erisin, then you come to the Suwa, says, I'm not interested in the Suwa. We don't need your yes anymore for the Suwa. That's the deal. You committed. But it hit me, that Bereshit set up the system, Bedafkin away, we'll call it Bechira. But Bereshit says, the relationship here is a bris. Torah was given Agadei bris, the bris by Har Sinai. Moshe makes a Krisis bris with Klal Yisrael. Krisis bris, there's two parties. Bereshit sets up the system, Bedafkin, it's a system of there's two parties. It's not a master with a slave. There are two parties which are committing to this. This is a question that's sitting in the back of your mind for a long time, and it just came to the fore now. They're thinking over here. What's the Scottish to me over here now is okay. The Russian wants that to be. The Russian was made a maisa of making an am skula. The Kleisel is the am nivcher. The Russian chose us out of. He made us. There was everybody had an option, because he says everybody could have been that one, and Avram was the one who was zeicher to do it. Russia didn't set the system. Russia made the world, started the world. Adam, here's a kind. There's Tarya Mitzvah. Let's go. Russia didn't set up the world like that. Tarya Mitzvah. Let's go. He set up the world that there's going to be somebody's going to have to come and choose. Russia Medavka wants the human input. Medavka wants the human being. The world is not the Baruch Shalom. The world is Adam's. Russia wants Adam to make the world. You find maybe I'm going. Maybe this is the world of Jerusalem. It's a Medrash Shvat. So I don't know if it's Pshat or not. You find a similar Nakuda. The Morris says by Tuna, that Tunas was a Russia came to Rabbi Kiva, and he said, he was one of the Taina. He says, what's better, the Maaseh of Elokim or the Maaseh of Adam? So he expected Rabbi Kiva to say the Maaseh of Elokim. Of course, the Russians great. Maaseh are greater than the others. And the Morris says that his kavana was asked, what are you doing bris milah for? The Russian made an Adam without a bris. What are you doing bris milah for? So Rabbi Kiva said, Vada the Maaseh of Adam are better. He says, what do you mean? That wasn't the expected answer, of course. So Rabbi Kiva says, he put down in front of him a piece of bread and a kernel of wheat. He says, which one is better? The bread. Russia made the wheat, we make bread. So the same thing comes to the bris meal. Say, hey, sis, bris, maybe I'm getting into the world, but it hits me that word of bris again. That the Russian set up the world of bris is the idea of bris. The Russian created a world where he wants human input. The Russian didn't make us automatons, robots, where we play out a role of bechira. What's mean the Scottish over here to me, and that's therefore that's when the shayach bris. And that's, I think maybe that's kind of why Punkt in the discussion of bris is where Rekiva said this concept, or the more presents this concept. So that's Matan Torah. Russian wanted human input, but after. So I don't know how to translate Kabbalah to Torah, right? We say in Davin, I think Russian solved the problem. He says, you're in Matan Torah saying, you don't say you're in Kabbalah Torah saying, because I don't know how to translate Kabbalah. So our school would be big trouble. Matan is giving. They have giving of the Torah. There's a second giving. What's Hayom is on the Yes Alom. There's a giving to each Yachid. There's a giving to a Tzib. Klayas in the Midbar, as much as they were in the Midbar, Klayas was Yechid. Klayas is held in Pshat. Anoch Hashem Lekecha, because I'll say each person was a Makabal Terek according to his Klayas. Each Zebra came to each person. Right? Each Zebra came to each person, as the Medr says, and said, are you Makabal me? And the person said, yes. Zebra came out of Kosh Baruch's mouth, Moshe's mouth, it came to the person that are you Makabal me? And he said, yes. Each person had a personal Kabbalah Satar. And this is a question which I don't have an answer for. There's a very interesting Likud over here in the Pesukim. I just want to point out. Aruha Isha Shayasa Pesul Masecha, Tobas Hashem Maseya de Harosh Vasamba Sasa, he makes it, but he puts it in his Seser, and they all answered and they said Amen. Urumak Lavi Vima, Vamar Kolomen, and the nation said Amen. Urumak Sereo Glureo, Vamar Kolomen, and they said, and the nation said Amen. Singular, all singular, except for the first one. Urumak Shabi were there, Vamar Kolomen, not Vamru Kolomen. All the way through to the end. The only one is an exception is the first one. So I don't know why the first one's like that, but out of the 11 which are said, the vast majority of them are said not as a yachid. It's not they said, I mean each person, individual person said. It's they as a unit said. The nation as one said amen. This is a new relationship. This is a new bridge. This is, and that's why this is the Arbus. Arbus doesn't exist until now. Whatever before was not a partial of Arbus. It's each individual person undertook to keep the Torah. You as an individual person undertook to keep the Torah. No, but now you as a nation undertook to keep the Torah. So you're mechuyev for the guy next to you. And that is shayach. Again, I did not complete the thoughts. A lot of the whys I don't know. I'm telling you the whats that I see. And that is the relationship of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't get Eretz Yisrael as individuals. We get Eretz Yisrael as a nation. So the relationship in the Midbar is a relationship of Yechidah. So therefore, there's no, the creases of Arvus Moiv does not take place in Arvus Moiv. It takes place when you're but you cannot live in Eretz Yisrael. You can't even spend the night in Eretz Yisrael as Yechidim. Maybe that's the kudas, the kudah of Avonim. So immediately, Torah, there's a new Kabbalah's Torah. Why did you not? I'm going to tell you in a second. Right. But and it's put into Avonim. Kol Torah Kula is put into Avonim. Again, Parshas Re'eh tells me this is your Mekabel Kol Torah Kula. And you say these are the Aleph Arum, gives you Kol Torah Kula. You put it into Avonim. Why Avonim? Avonim, where do you find Avonim before? Avonim are very prominent here. Avonim are very prominent. Yaakov's life is very prominent at Avonim. Yitzchak's life is Beirus. The prominent thing in Yitzchak's life is Beirus, and Avram has many things. He builds Mizbeach, etc. Yaakov has stones all over his life. Right? Yitzchak Yaakov Bershava, he comes, and there's a stone. And he comes to the Koran, and there's stones. You know, there's a stone on the bear, and he takes off the stone from the bear. Later on, Lavan runs after him, and so what does he do? He makes a pile of stones. Right? Yaakov's life is the life of stones. Why the life of stones? And Rashi, and Yaakov is the one, he puts many of them around his head, and they become one stone. And that was Yaakov, because that matters. That was his test. If the stones become one, then I know that I can be Mekai my shlichus. I'm building Klal Yisrael. Is it going to be individuals? Then it's not going to work. One man says he put Yud Beis Avonim around his head. He says that they become one, then I know that I can Mekai my shlichus. And if not, I will not work. That the matter says, I'm going to give it away. At the end of Parshas Bereishis, when he's giving the brachas, so the person who took the prize to be move on to the next generation after Yaakov was Yosef. From the strong one of Yaakov, there he became the Roya, he became the shepherd, the leader of Evan Yisrael. Christ was referred to as Evan Yisrael. That's the final Makav Apatish, if you excuse me. That's when the Evan becomes something. It's an Evan. It's not about this. They have to take it off of the heart. You make it into an Evan. Rashi says, "What's Evan Yisrael?" Evan Yisrael, Loshon the Trikun, Abu Ben, Avon Benin. That's the Loshon of Targum. Avon Benin. He was the source of the connection to the Av and the Ben. Yosef plays the role as the bridge between the Av and the Ben. Evan is the ability to create something which is lasting. We talk about Evan as a memorial. But there's a physical memorial, there's a living memorial. The living memorial is the ability to give it on to the next generation. That's Evan is the Av and the Ben. The Evan of Yisrael is not the physical Evan. That's a simon for the eternity of Klal Yisrael. The eternity of Klal Yisrael is when they function as a nation. Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be Klal Yisrael, an eternal place. It's supposed to be eternity for them, because, and that's only going to function if you function as one. So you must take these brachas, put it together, be makabal kultur kula as a nation, and there go back to Gilgal, and that's where you're going to spend that night. Now you can live in Eretz Yisrael, and there you put up these avodim as a sin. Once Klal Yisrael is an eternal nation, so they can start teaching Torah. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar did not teach Torah. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar learned Torah. They were in Midbar is a situation of being Klal Yisrael just receiving. Eretz Yisrael's function is not to be recipients.
It just takes the word Kabbalah to Torah.
What? They were in the Midbar for 40 years. 40 years was receiving Torah. They might have chose to do it, but they were recipients. Klal Yisrael's function is function of moving on from being recipients to be givers, to impact the world, etc. You can't impact the world when you're there's the hashpah, the kedusha, etc. But that's not the role where you're sitting inside of Anonim. Klal Yisrael has a new function. They are a nation amongst the nations, to be the leader of the nations. Now's the day you put this Torah into Shivim Losh. Now you're ready to teach the Torah to Shivim Losh. Why these 11? Again, I told you I haven't finished all these thoughts. It's just, you know, what I came up with, you know, just flitting around. There's another Gemara in Saito. Lamazan and Beis, that the Sutta says that all of these 11 Arurim, except for one, are really expressions of a Noif and a Noefis, of Loisinov. Even though one of them is that person is Sheikhiv with somebody else's wife, right? But all of them are referring to that. So good. So even the morale is interesting. Right? I expect the morale to give me some type of esoteric hash when he says that the person is, they have a child, so the child is embarrassed, so the child runs away amongst the goyim. So Mele, he does Vedazara. Mele, he doesn't know who his father is. He's Makal. You know, one of those type of cheshbon, those type of things. It's not looking for, right? But then he says, that's what he says in the Klushe Godus. But in Tiferes, and then he says, you know, that part of it's there's a Nakuda of these are all mis-expressions of a relationship. Excuse me for sounding funny. What's so bad about Loisinov? What's so bad about Loisinov? What's so bad about Niyuf? I mean, it's Gzela, you know, it's someone else's wife, you know, there's a sh- what? Right? It's Gzela, right? You know, someone else's wife. Good, so it's really not nice, you know, it's somebody else's wife. The Kiddush of Isha Isha is that they're not two, they're one. A person has a chafetz and he owns something, so it's he and the chafetz, and you stole his chafetz. Here you cut a person in half. You destroyed a relationship. Niyuf is the destruction of a relationship. What the Gemara is saying is these are all have elements of niyuf in them. There are things which are done b'seisa where a person doesn't know. There's a trust which has been destroyed. The relationship has been undermined. They all share that they're hidden. These are hidden things. Things which can be done very privately. Nobody has to know about them. Makalavimah means he holds them as kal, mazals them in his mind. He's Masa Glorieu, he's Mashkiver Badorech, nobody knows about it. Right? Makareya Basoser, he says Lashon Hara about him, Lokeach Shoichad. The Nakuda is they are things which I can as an individual I can hide it from my partner. The partner is a Kodesh Baruch. There's a relationship over here which you're undermining. Now, she's telling me there's elements of the Torah which have, I don't know. I haven't worked out that cheshbon. I haven't worked out. But the Gemara is telling me that they have the elements of Noif and Noefis in them. They're all said connected Noif and Noefis. Except for one. Even the last one. Orosh Allah Yochim is Dibra Torah Zos Lasos. That's called Tarkula. Right? The Gemara says that Yoshio Amelech read this pasuk and he said, Alayla Hakim. So Ben Yarna and Shari Tshuva says, but the pasuk is telling me, he's not talking about keeping the Torah. Now we know you have to keep the Torah. If there's a mitzvah which people are weakening in and you have the ability to be mechazik and you don't, you're over this order. In other words, I'm me and you are you. I have no cries for you. I don't have to worry about you. I'm keeping the Torah. I'm a good big tzaddik. I'm going to go to Gan Eden, you know. Right? And I couldn't care less about somebody else. That is the relationship. There's Christ's relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu, where you stand. You stand as like, you don't care about your partner. You're fine, but who's not fine? The person's not fine. He's not happy with it that his children aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. You don't care about Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what do you mean you're keeping Kol Torah Kula? You're not keeping anything. You're keeping Torah because you want to get Gan Eden. So you keep Torah because you care. There's a relationship between me and you, and I, you care about me. But I'm not happy that my kids are doing things bad. A man marries a woman, and he couldn't care less about her children. she's hurting about her children, they're having difficulties. You know, listen, I marry you, I didn't marry your children. I'm not responsible for the kids, I don't care about the kids. Did he really marry her? Didn't marry her. I think that's in the Kura here also. It's in the Kura of that the relationship is not there. So all of these are in the Kura of relationship. So that is my machshava. That Klai is creating a bris over here, that, and that's when Moshe Rabbeinu says at the end, the Yom is in the Yisalam. You recabble Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu comes and gives the Torah to Sheva Levi. They said, what are you doing? It's our Torah also. One day they come and claim it was given to us and not you, and you're not Machlir the Torah. Give all the hot and brush, you're trying to write yourself there? And then goes, go, oh, don't be a God. We don't want that. We want the Torah. We want the relationship. Ah, now you're an Ah. You're in the Yisalah. You say you're an Ish? I think that's in the code over here. Again, I haven't worked out totally. That's in the code I'm saying in the code. Okay.